Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Hollywood Boulevard podcast, hosted by Jonathan Moody and Donnie Sturgis.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Hollywood Boulevard podcast. I'm your host, just for tonight, is Jonathan Moody. How are you guys doing? I have my producer, Alfred Crane, actually here with me in my little studio here, so... So here we go. Let me pass it on to him so he can say hello.
Hello, Radio Land. This is Alfred, and we're going to do a different format tonight. I'll be interviewing our friend Jonathan Moody about the show Step by Step, and we'll talk about his latest adventure to Texas Frightmare. And we're wishing our co-producer, our co-host, Donnie Sturge, as well, as he gets over a bug. So anyways, well, we'll get to it. Welcome, happy Monday, and tonight we'll be talking about the show Step by Step. And Jonathan, was this part of the Friday night series we discussed earlier?
Yes, Alfred. It was part of, I guess, the TGIF Friday night lineup, as a lot of people called it. Basically, you know, it was, I think it came in like 1991, I want to say. And it was, I guess, just something that they were trying to do as part, like, they needed another family-friendly comedy, and they decided to do a comedy that was kind of like a dysfunctional Brady. So basically a show where, you know, they could have a Brady Bunch kind of themed, but, like, all this, like, it had, was it the father had three sons, or no, wait, no, I'm sorry. Two sons and a daughter who was very much a tomboy. And then a mother had two daughters and a son who was very girly because he was kind of raised with, you know, without a dad. So they kind of did that whole thing. And I thought it was, I always like had a, like a part in my heart for the show because, well, it was just one of those shows that I could sort of relate to in certain ways. There were certain characters that I really enjoyed, it was just one of those things I'd watch every Friday. It was like Full House, Family Matters, you know, Step by Step, Boy Meets World were like the four shows that I don't know if they ran all at the same time at all, but those shows were the shows that kind of got me into, you know, sitcom television kind of stuff. So,
and how many seasons did it run, Jonathan? And who are some of the frontrunners? I see that Susie Ann Summers, when she was not doing her Thighmaster stuff, was a part of this show, and she kind of had a revival at this time from her Three's Company days. So, could you tell us a little bit more about the cast and when the series started and its longevity?
All right. Well, I'm going to go down the list right here because I have a list of the cast, and I'm going to look on IMDb because I know everybody, but I want to say everybody's name exactly right. Well, of course, there's Patrick Duffy, who you might know from the TV show Dallas. And then there was Suzanne Summers from Three's Company, as you said, in Thighmaster. There was also... let's see, Cody, played by Sasha Mitchell, who you might also know from Dallas. He was kind of a character that came in. I don't know if he came in from necessarily from the beginning, but he kind of stole the show and became like that breakout character. Like Joey Lawrence had whoa, and, you know, everybody had certain catchphrases and what. And his catchphrase was always, dude, you know. He was kind of like the goofy character. There was Brandon Call, who played JT. There was Angela Watson, who played Karen Foster. Christine Lakin, who I've interviewed and I chat with every now and then. She played Al. She
was my first like crush that I ever had on television, you know. Just thought she was the cutest, and she was also, I liked that she didn't take crap from anybody, like her character just, but you know, didn't, you know, she could dish it out just like all the other guys could. Christopher Castile, who you might know from Beethoven, the Beethoven, first two Beethoven movies. Let's see, Josh Byrne, and I think, oh, there's Stacey Keenan as well, who I believe now is a lawyer. So that's pretty crazy. But yeah, so those were the main cast. There were other people who came in throughout the series. A lot of people who had recurring roles or whatever were part of the family that would come in, but then they would kind of disappear after a little while, and you know, they make room for other people who come in and come out. So, yeah.
I see. The show had some notable guest cast members like Bronson Pinchot and Donald Gibb, and Donald Gibb's most noticeable for his role as Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds. Tell us about them and maybe some other notable guest stars or recurring stars in the show.
I don't really remember Donald Gibb. I mean, I can kind of, I know him from Revenge of the Nerds, but I don't really remember who he played. I remember Bronson played a, he was a gay hairstylist or something. So he was, I think he was, that was his character. He worked in the Carol's, salon that she, you know, Suzanne Summer's salon thing. So he was like one of the hairstylist guys that was there. But trying to think of any other. There's Marla Sokoloff, who a lot of TGIF kind of people might know her from Full House. She was one of, I believe she was one of Stephanie's friends. It was either Stephanie or DJ friends. And so there's also a bunch of other people who Christine later on went on to other shows too, to act in other shows as well, like Christine Lincoln. So went on there and did other guest appearances. And I think she was one of the only ones to actually go into other TV shows that were playing around that time and do stuff. Oh, Steve Urkel. They did a crossover with Urkel coming in and, like it took Al to the dance or something, you know, and they, you know, made her feel comfortable. And I don't know if they did the Urkel or not, but I think they might have, because, you know, that was his big thing.
So what are some of your favorite episodes of the show or some you'd recommend to our viewers?
Well, my number one favorite, and people might be surprised, well, might be surprised or not surprised, but there's one episode where Cody is like obsessed with Stacey Keenan's character, Dana. And he sees that she is going to a club and like a bar, and he knows that that bar is no place for her to be at. So he comes to help her out, and he ends up saving her from some guys by using karate. And at that time, I was in karate, so I didn't even know who Sasha Mitchell was. Later on, he's in Kickboxer 2 and 3 and a bunch of other stuff. So and 4, 3, 2, you know, he took over for Jean-Claude Van Damme in the Kickboxer movies. That's pretty cool. And then later on, he was in, you know, some other stuff. And he was... You know, that episode was just him just kicking ass. Also, like, there's an episode where Al goes to, I guess she's going to do a commercial, and she's really excited. It's her first time as a model for a commercial. It's for, like, suntan lotion. She's, like, putting it on and everything, and then they re-edited it for a one of those phone sex commercials. So it was, and it had, like, a scene where she was actually saying the like where they show the commercial and she's like, if you want blah blah blah, you know, right? And then it will dub over and say these hot, you know, blah blah, you know, people doing stuff. I don't know, it was really funny. You have to check it out. It's on YouTube, I think if you look up Christine Lincoln Step by Step, that was like one of the first videos that pops up. It's probably one of the funniest bits. And
How long did the show go on? Did they have any spinoffs, or what happened after the show, you know, ran its course? Did it jump the shark?
I'm going to put us on speaker because it's just easier, I think. Yes. I feel like easier than passing you the phone. I'm hoping this if we can hear this right, you know. I'll check it later. I guess the it went about 7 seasons, so that's pretty good for a sitcom, you know. Then it didn't do its spinoff. There has been people wondering because Full House made Fuller House and all that stuff that and Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World that there would be a spinoff, but apparently, I guess. I don't know, and I'm not. Don't quote me on this, but I'm thinking that Suzanne Summers just has no interest in reviving the show now and doing stuff. So, I think that's not going to happen. But it's I don't think it ever jumped the shark necessarily. People have probably seen it and don't like it. Probably thought it jumped the shark in the beginning, but I loved it. I thought it was fun and just silly and stupid and. Like I was watching the episode today to get ready for it, a couple episodes actually today. There's just one where Cody was teaching a kid to read. I mean, just nice little stuff like that, you know, and showing kids not to be embarrassed by that kind of stuff, you know, and just always has a good message. You know, kind of like Full House, you know, those shows have kind of a good message in the end, you know, about family and about dealing with certain situations.
Mm-hmm. What do you think made it? Do you think it's a product of its time, or do you think it's a timeless show?
I just watched it. I still laughed. I mean, I think they deal with issues and stuff that isn't top-tierly, you know, like just things that everybody kind of deals with. Like I said, there's the one kid who's trying to read. There's another one where Al was in with the bad kids and stuff like that. And there was just a few, like, you know, there's one where you find out Cody is a virgin, you know, and shit like that is just stuff that people kind of, you know, deal with and, you know, personally.
Mm-hmm. Do you, if someone wanted to get into the show, what would you recommend from the beginning, or would you recommend a few episodes to kind of get them interested, like some good ones, and then start from the beginning, or could you just do like a syndicated television where you just kind of pick them and watch them whenever?
Well, you could do that. I mean, if you were like on, the great thing about sitcoms is there's no real like big arc, you know, you don't need to know like all these different things. You can kind of understand what's going on. I would say definitely watch, I'd probably say watch from the beginning if you can. The pilot is actually pretty good. Kind of shows where, you know, how they all kind of met and they didn't know that their parents. See, the whole plot of the story, I guess we didn't even talk about the plot of the show. We didn't. So let me, like, basically, like I said, it's a Brady Bunch kind of thing. So Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers meet while they're both on vacation somewhere. They realize they both live in the same area, and they end up, I guess, having a fling that turns into marriage. They get married without telling their kids. So they end up coming back to the States going, all right, when are we going to tell our kids? We got to tell our kids somehow. And so they end up actually bringing everybody together for like a picnic and decide to tell them, but the kids don't like each other and they didn't know it. Like the kids from the very beginning did not like each other. So it was kind of funny that they were able to kind of bring everybody together. But then all of a sudden they go, oh crap, you don't, like, you know, there's like, oh, I hate that kid that's from our school, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're like, oh, that's going to be your new, you know, like, that's going to be your new brother or your new sister, you know? So it's kind of funny.
So it's kind of like Step Brothers, but more of a PG version of Step Brothers.
In a way, yes. It's a precursor of Step Brothers, but yeah, it's definitely it starts out like that, like with them not liking each other. And I don't think they ever fully like each other. There are episodes where they stick up for each other, they help each other out of situations and stuff like that. But really, I don't think they ever like. I mean, by the end of the seventh season, maybe they've come together as a family. But really, they've always kind of had like this, you know, love hate relationship with each other.
And that tension is what spawns most of the comedy in the show.
I would say
a good part of it that could always set it up for a joke or a set of jokes.
Yeah, I would definitely say that tension and, I mean, kind of a little bit of suspense about stuff, you know, it really works well for the show. I think as far as comedies go, that the show is pretty. I was always entertained when I was a kid on it, and I think a lot of people. I know a lot of people that I'm friends with that got into Step by Step when we were young. You know, I don't know if they'd watch it now necessarily, and not because they, you know, it doesn't hold up, but just because they're now grown-ups, and you know, it's still definitely directed toward kids and teenagers and stuff like that.
All right. Well, I'm kind of out of questions.
I guess.
What are some of the things you'd like to talk about the show?
All right. Well, I do want to let you guys know that we're going to be ending the show at 7 o'clock, most likely. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a short show, but and what time is that? Okay, pretty soon. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up. So we got a couple episodes coming up soon. You know, I think Donnie's next, and you're going to be gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully Donnie will be feeling better and able to come to the show. And then after that, I think, yeah, for 2 weeks. So it'll be Donnie and then me, and then you are back, right? So you'll be at
the Memorial Day weekend
show. Yeah, so you'll come back and do your show.
I think it's going to be on the Canon group.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got a couple of really – I don't want to go into what we have next yet,
yeah.
You know, but – I'm not even sure which one Donnie had in store for us anyway. But keep checking, and I've got to start updating that a little bit more. You know, the Facebook and the Twitter is just overwhelming. There's just too much to put on. But I've got a pretty cool announcement to make tonight. So I didn't announce this yet because we just talked it over and everything, I think, last week. But so it looks like Hollywood Boulevard Podcast will be under the Sick Flick Productions LLC. So that's going to be the company that basically runs all my podcasts, because I'm making this, like, full announcement because All About Acting Podcast, I'll mention on there too this week, but All About Acting, Hollywood Boulevard, Frights of the Round Table, and Indie Film Cafe are all going to be part of Sick Productions, which just means that we're able to do merchandising at tables. We're going to have the Sick Flick Productions table will be at Scares That Care this year, so that's really exciting. And then after that, we've got, what is it? I don't know. I know I want to come back. I just went to Frightmare, which I think is something that Alfred wants to talk about and ask some questions about. And Texas Frightmare Weekend was, it's a pretty good show. And one thing I noticed was I think it would be more fun having a table there than, anything else. So I am thinking in July if I can, because they are kind of picky on the tables. They don't want tables of stuff that everybody is doing, you know. They want to have separate stuff, so they may turn us down or something or whatever if we went for it. But I think that's pretty cool if we were able to get a table there. Then there's also, what else is there? There's Scares I Care, Texas Frightmare, maybe. I don't know. We'll see some other, potentially some other horror film shows. Or I know this, was it this weekend? No. Is it this weekend or next weekend?
This coming weekend's Tidewater Comic Con.
Is it
this
weekend?
This coming weekend's Tidewater Comic Con in Virginia Beach. So that should be a pretty good time.
Yeah. My buddy Stro will be there. I'm hoping to catch. I'm not going to be able to go to the show, but I will hopefully be able to get some dinner with Stro and hang out with him up in Virginia Beach.
And I got to check out if my man Donnie can get me an autograph of Dr. Crusher, Gates McFadden from Star Trek. The Next Generation is going to be there, so I got to find a hookup to get her autograph.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's awesome. I'm really excited to kind of have all these awesome conventions coming up. So, especially local conventions. I know there's like a Richmond Comic Con, but I think it's really small.
Yeah, they're usually small, but they have them a lot. Like every couple of months they have one. And they're pretty fun. I mean, if you just want to go out and test out some cosplay and not really feel high pressure and just go to a fun con, it's always good to go to. There's usually 501st Legion with their stormtroopers are usually at most of the Comic Cons in the area, and they're a good bunch.
All right. So I guess Donnie was, you know, Donnie wasn't able to make it tonight, but Alfred wanted to ask me some questions about Frightmare. That's his big thing. So
okay, about Frightmare. What was the coolest thing you saw there? Who was the coolest? I guess four or five people you met, and was it? Did you have a great time? I'm sure you did. And what were some of the highlights of it?
Well, there were some really cool cosplayers there.
I would say,
yeah. There was a guy dressed up like the Nintendo Jason. I didn't get a picture with him. I kind of bummed out. My buddy Derek did, I believe. So, but yeah, there's Nintendo Jason. There's a bunch of Jasons because it was kind of Friday the 13th themed a little bit. And there's a lot of Chucky's because there's Chucky themed as well. I was surprised not to see so many like Hellraiser cosplays or anything, you know. I was expecting to see more Pinheads, and I don't think I saw any, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't any there because there were a lot of people there. As for the guests, the coolest people that I met, it's weird because like the ones I like think are the coolest are the ones that aren't really like, Ethan Embry was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the bigger guests that were there. He was actually taking time out of his like, you know, his huge line that he would have to actually talk with every single person, actually have a conversation with them, ask them about what's going on, where are you from, how are you doing, you know, things like that. And not a lot of people did that. A lot of people are like, who do I make this out to? Here you go, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Dorff was really cool. Got to meet him. Asked him to write a line from Dune on the picture. Alfred bought a picture and wanted a Dune picture. And so I told him to write a quote from Dune, and he was like, oh man, I haven't seen that. I haven't, you know, thought about that movie. Like, I needed it when I was 12, man. Oh. And he's like, all right, you really want me to do it? And I was like, yeah, you can write whatever you want. I was just sit there and that out there. And he was like, all right, hold on, I got it. And he's like, oh, this is a combo. All right, let's get a picture here. So he was really cool. I liked him. Really nice guy. His daughter was right next to him, so that's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
But didn't seem like they had any time for, like, chatting. His line was, like, busy all week, all weekend. Hers was nearly as busy, sadly, for her. But she seemed really cool, and she was really sweet talking to everybody, taking multiple pictures and just doing really cool stuff. Carly Schroeder, I got to interview her, and she was super sweet.
Cool.
So look for that for hardnews.net. That's going to be one with her. And she was in, like, Forget Me Not, and she's in the new Ouija house. And yes, I said a Ouija because if you listen to my review or my interview with her, she tells me that that's apparently how it's really pronounced and everything. And if you look it up in Google Translator, it actually – it said that way, so I don't know. It's not a Ouija, even though that's how everybody calls it. Right?
Right.
And then let's see here. What else? Matthew Lillard was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw your picture of you with him. You look pretty cool.
Yeah, he was really nice. He was giving everybody high fives and you know, in the beginning on Saturday running up. He would not high five Chucky. There was a little doll, you know, and somebody put his hand up as the doll, and he was like, ugh. He walked away from it. So, yeah, no, it was funny. And I was like, and the guy was all kind of disappointed. And I was like, dude, that's a better story than, you know, that he high-fived Chucky. Like, that's funnier to me, you know.
It is.
He was just like, I'm not going to high-five that doll, you know.
Right.
And then who else? Robin Sidney, oh my goodness, from the Full Moon movies.
Mm-hmm.
She was super sweet and just always had a smile on her face. I've never seen somebody so happy to be at a convention. Like, generally people are tired and not, you know, not looking their greatest, you know, or whatever throughout the day. So she was always smiling, once again, giving high fives and hugging people and just enjoying the convention. So yeah, Charles Band was there with her, and mm-hmm. he was always smiling too. You know, he was always happy and just really cool. So enjoyed meeting them in person and having some time to chat with them. Mm-hmm. So that's I guess that's that for that. Was there any other questions?
Yeah,
what
was some of your favorite? Did you hit any interesting seminars, or did you spend most of your time walking or interviewing or meeting folks, or just sitting on many panels?
Sadly, I didn't. I was going to try to hit up the Ethan Embry one at 3 before I was supposed to go back, but it was just getting too close, and I mean, I was tired. There's also – that's what it always says right before that. You'd never hear that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It tells us before the show ends that we have 90 seconds and stuff. It's going to say it again at 60 seconds. And so, you know, let's see. I got lost in a second. No, I didn't hit up any panels, but I did hit up a couple movies. So that was pretty cool. I got to see a movie called Stirring and a movie called The Toy Box. Both of them are awesome. But The Toy Box, you won't be able to see for a little bit because I think they're going to try to do a theatrical run on it,
mm-hmm.
which I hope they do. It stars like Denise Richards, Misha Barton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a few people in it. It's directed by Tom Nagel, who I got to meet physically, but I've known for years through my radio show and stuff. Really
cool.
Awesome, down-to-earth dude, and he's a great director. Just wonderful. It was pretty creepy.
Cool. Well, I guess we're about to run out of time, right?
I guess, but let's do one more minute after because we missed a minute and stuff.
Yeah.
So I want at least a half hour long, you know,
yeah.
29 minutes is not great. So I guess, you know what, since we'll have only a minute anyway, we can just tell everybody where they can reach us and stuff.
Yeah. Alfred here. I can be reached at, of course, Hollywood Boulevard Podcast on Facebook. I can also reached on Facebook at Alfred Crane, the one that says works at Ace Tomato Company. And also at the Video Alternative and the Video Alternative Part 2, send an invite. Say you heard us on Hollywood Boulevard Podcast, and I'll get you in.
All right. Well, you can reach myself, Jonathan Moody, on Twitter at Jonathan Moody. That's the easiest one. I don't know, like everybody else took my names after, you know, for Instagram and, for Facebook, it's just Jonathan A. Moody, which,
mm-hmm.
I chose to do that, but that's getting full and I want to do Jonathan, you know, I want to try to keep up with Jonathan Moody too, because I have a Jonathan Moody too, Facebook page. Right. But but apparently it's not being very electric or boogaloo-ish.
Right.
You know, so it's not letting me do that. I mean, I'm like, it's just hard to like, it's hard to manage one. I mean, you know, like, or well, it's easy to manage one. It's hard to manage two.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And then there's also Instagram. It's Jonathan A. Moody Film. And I found that out when a girl at Brightmare wanted my Instagram, and I forgot which one it was, like if it was film or filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jonathan A. Moody Film. So And then you can also reach us on Hollywood Boulevard Podcast. That's for Twitter, that's HLLYBLVD Pod. Don't ask us why, you know, just blame Twitter. And then for Instagram, I think it's just Hollywood Boulevard Podcast. It's a Hollywood BLVD Podcast on both Instagram and Facebook. And I think we have a group. Do we have a group? Am I right? Or am I?
A Facebook group?
Yeah, I think we do. I want to say we do. If we don't, we should.
We got a page.
I know we have a page, but I think we have a group too.
You need to check on the.
If we have a, we'll post a link to the group if we have it. If not, we'll create a group and then people can add it. And then we want this to be a little bit more interactive. Sorry, the show wasn't so like crazy and stuff because Donnie was sick and Alfred just never really watched the show, and I'm the only one who's like totally obsessed with it, you know, so really cool to actually talk about it myself. But you know, I think next week we're gonna have a pretty cool show with me and Donnie, and then maybe when especially when Alfred gets back, we'll have some awesome shows coming up.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that Canon one, so that'll be fun to talk about all those. And a few other choice ones we're picking. We want to thank you guys so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any last words?
Yeah, I was wondering if you have any suggestions about how we could improve the show or make it more interactive, drop us a line to any one of those areas. Because we're going to take a break over the summer and then look at maybe how we can make it more interactive and like your input. And I think when they asked me to be a guest host, it really was cool to get me into this. And I think it's all about, we want it to be about y'all too, because you're the people who support us and listen to us, and how we can, like, you know, maybe tailor it a bit to how you might like. So it's just three guys talking about movies plus some guests. We enjoy the hell out of it. We hope you do too. And we just want to increase that enjoyment.
Yeah. As, Alfred explained, and we're going to be taking a break in the fall, in the summer, and come back in the fall. And we're taking a break in the summer mainly because everybody's super busy in the summer, and so, and it just be it. Also, 30 episodes is pretty good to end on, and that's what we're planning. So this is the 25th episode. So in 5 more episodes, we're going to go to, you know, we're going to end it, and I'm really excited to see what happens in the fall, because we have some great ideas on it already on how to make this a little better. But you know, this is still like a learning experience as far as this show goes, so this we'll see how things turn out.
All right, and like Jonathan said, you know, maybe we'll see you out at the Comic Cons, or definitely check us out at Scares the Care. And yeah, Jonathan, if you had anything, like, what was your number one experience, the coolest thing that happened to Frightmare?
That's a good question. No, that's a good question. I'm trying to think, because, I mean, I've been given a lot of thought, because period throughout the whole thing. It's a good question, because a lot of stuff happened, you know? Because
okay, 3 to 5. What are the coolest 3 to 5?
All right, well, of course, interviewing the guests that I got to interview,
right.
Like Carly, and then I also got to interview the Toy Box people, and I got to interview a couple other people, Christopher Mim, who I'm a big fan of, and Johnny Tejas, the Hyper Geek. You know, I got to interview them, and that was pretty cool. I think also... And I want to give a great shout out, like a big shout out to Michael Joy, who runs HorrorNews.net, for letting me represent HorrorNews.net there. So that's pretty cool. And then I got to I guess hanging out at the Full Moon table. Oh, one of the really coolest things was the Wild Eye Releasing people. That's a film company. Were letting me have a lot of movies because they knew I was going to be reviewing films for them. So they're just pretty much, I spent my money. Like they had a deal, get 5 for $20. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty good deal. So I took on it. And then they're like,
oh, have you seen this one? Have you seen this one? Have you seen this one? I got too many. And I think that's enough. And well, the guy looked at me and goes, I've never heard that was like enough, you know, of that, you know, right? And I was like, well, not many people have to travel on a plane and has to figure out how to freaking take this on the plane. I did. I got to manage to take them all, and I think they fit really well in it. So
that's what the post office is for.
No. But that's more money. You know, I'm already checking my bag. I might as well just take those stick with it, you know. So.
I've gone to gaming conventions and had my friends or parents, like, mail me stuff when I lived in Missouri, so I know all about that.
Well, yeah, no, so that was pretty cool. So I was just happy to be at Frightmare. I was happy to be out of Virginia, but it's kind of funny because, that hotel, you know, if I had to complain about anything in that hotel, it was that they had Pepsi products in the stuff, and I am not a Pepsi drinker. I'm a Coke drinker. It was funny. It was like, you don't realize how much you miss something until it's gone.
Right.
And they had, the only thing I could drink that whole weekend was Mountain Dew, because it was the only thing that tastes like any good to me in the Pepsi products. They didn't have Dr. Pepper. Otherwise that would have been my choice, or I would have done both. But unfortunately, I was just drinking Mountain Dew all weekend. I was like, oh, this is nasty.
Sounds like a horror movie in the making.
I know. You could do a whole horror short about no Coke. But when a friend of mine showed up with a bunch of, like, sodas and stuff like that, and he was like, oh, I've got this, I've got Coke. And I was like, what, Coke? You know, do you mind if I have some? He's like, no, knock yourself out. So I was, like, so glad. I was like, it was, like, crack to me, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there you go.
Well, I'd like to just put out to people, if you're thinking about ever going to a con and you're just not sure, go check it out and go grab a couple of your friends and go check it out. You don't have to dress up. You don't have to do anything. You just get some tickets and wander, and then maybe you'll get inspired or see some authors or movie makers and support your local or striving artists. So I think that's good. That's how I got started and going to one right here called MarsCon, and just kind of grew from there. And then check it out. Support your local cons, support your local artists and dreamers and filmmakers.
And that'll be your first time going to Scares I Care, right?
Yes.
So this August, you'll be at our table with us for Scares I Care. We got to get you a badge at some point. I think they have a discounted badge for people who help out with the tables or whatever. So.
And Keith David from The Thing, Platoon, and Men at Work is like one of my favorite actors, is going to be there. So I'm stoked about that.
Doug Bradley will be there.
Of Pinhead fame. So.
Yeah, he was at the convention, but he was like, it was crazy. But it was like a Hellraiser theme too. So it was like Cenobite thing. So they had a whole bunch of them together. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to mention Catherine Hicks was awesome.
Oh yeah. I saw your picture of her.
Yeah. She was, it's funny. He grew up on like Star Trek. So he knows her from there. I know her from Seventh Heaven. That was my thing. A lot of other people knew her from Child's Play, and that was their thing. But I came up and I was like, I grew up on, you know, in Seventh Heaven. And she was like, oh, so I raised you.
That's awesome.
And I was like, yes, you did. Yeah, and I took a picture with her. She was super sweet. I loved her. So, she was just a really nice. And then she chatted with me afterwards for a little bit, but there was a line. I didn't want to bother her. And actually, a friend of mine from Florida was like right next to me, and I didn't notice. And we both didn't notice like that who each other were. And we're just having a regular conversation. And I saw my pic on Facebook, and I was like, hey, I totally chatted with you in the line. Didn't you realize it was you?
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, oh, crap, that was you, wasn't it? That's so, yeah, because, you know, you see people, and you're just not sure. You know, I didn't even think anything. I was just – I chat with everybody, you know. That might be a problem. But I also want to mention that I was chatting with this guy at the airport at Dallas or at Richmond that was going to Dallas for a Dragon Ball Z convention.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there's a Dragon Ball Z. Okay. There's a Dragon Ball Z convention. There's an NRA convention. there was or Trump was there for some reason or another. I mean, Dallas at that, you know, that time was booming with stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool.
Well, my favorite convention experience was I was in the Marines, and we had a weekend drill in Marietta, Georgia, and they put us Marines and a bunch of sailors in a hotel with a Vampire the Masquerade convention. So these people walking around in goth outfits, and I was like, what the heck is this? And they were like vampires. I was like, ooh. So it was interesting.
That sounds cool. All right, well, thank you so much for doing this. And very impromptu and kind of, you know, spur of the moment deciding to do it here. That works. You know, I was glad I got you. I was able to get you the couple stuff that you bought, you know, the autographs. I was almost not going to be able to. I thought, I was like, all right, Sunday, hopefully things will die down. And thankfully they did.
Cool.
But
I really appreciate that.
If they didn't, because another friend of mine asked me stuff. He wanted like Shawnee Smith and Kane Hodder, and Kane Hodder's line was through the roof, and Shawnee was only there for 2 days, and hers were like constantly busy. There was one time that hers wasn't busy, and I was like, okay, this is the time I'm going to go get it, right? And then they said, oh, the line is cut off because she's going to a panel, you know? And so they're you know, she's done with the line. I'm like, you know, I was like, damn it. Well, oh, well, you know, what can you do, right?
Right.
So there you go. Well, so sorry to my friend Julian. I wish I could have got him the stuff, but did give him his money back, and that was, you know, what he, you know, he was probably happy about that. That was about it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Once again, check us out next week. Donnie and I will be back. Alfred will be gone for 2 more weeks, but have no fear. He will be back. And he might be able to talk to us about his trip a little bit.
Definitely. And I'll be back.
Yes, he will. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.